AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More fallout after the release of that video showing the police beating death of Tyre Nichols. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
Five officers involved who were fired are facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Memphis police confirmed Monday that a sixth officer, Preston Hemphill, has been relieved of duty since the beginning of the investigation for his role in the incident. Several others who arrived on the scene are also under investigation.
He's dead, handcuffs, moaning on the ground, and everybody's walking around nonchalantly like it's business as usual. So it should be accountability for everybody on the video.
That's Nichols family attorney Ben Crump. Meanwhile, three Memphis Fire Department officials have been fired, and they could face charges in connection with the death of Tyre Nichols. A Chicago prosecutor is dropping sex abuse charges against singer R. Kelly. Speaking to fellow sexual assault victims.
As a survivor, I know that the courage that it took for them to come forward, and I know that for those who were seeking to have their day in court here in Illinois, that today's announcement may be disappointing.
But Kim Fox says R. Kelly will be in prison for decades anyway on federal convictions. A trial is underway in New York for a woman accused of trying to kill a friend by giving her cheesecake laced with poison.
Victoria Nasora is accused of coming up with the intricate scheme.
This woman concocted a calculated plan.
Prosecutor Konstantinos Liturgas, in his opening statement, told jurors the poison cheesecake was a key element.
To get her alone in a room, to try to kill her, and to take her identity.
Nasora's friend did eat the cheesecake, then passed out. She survived, but when she came to, realized her passport and other items were missing. Nasora is also suspected of drugging men that she met on a dating website, then stealing their money. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Winter storm watches and warnings stretch from Texas to Pennsylvania. WCBS radio meteorologist Craig Allen.
Inland portions of Texas, as well as on up across the Mississippi Valley and on up towards the Great Lakes. This is an area where there is precipitation, where there is moisture, and it is falling in the form of snow, sleet, and freezing rain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been discussing several issues, including Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We agree that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Secretary Blinken also urged Israel and the Palestinians to do everything possible to calm recent tensions. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson discussing a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin before the invasion of Ukraine.
He threatened me at one point and said, you know, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute or something like that, you know.
Boris Johnson made his comments during an interview with the BBC. This is CBS News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Get it slippy, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share it. I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. It's the 1st of February. We've got a lot to talk about today. In the first hour of our program, in just a moment, Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us for a National Progressive Town Hall meeting, our Middays with Mark every other Wednesday here. If you'd like to get in line to speak with Congressman Pocan, he'll be with us for the whole hour taking your calls. The number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, is the Supreme Court about to put religion over civil society? They just announced that they're going to accept this case of Groff versus DeJoy, in which they're going to decide whether employers and government must be subordinate, essentially, to the religious desires of you know, what I would call religious freaks. We will talk about that at some length in the second hour. This is the also the title of my op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today. And also, is the Republican Party putting together a system for parents to snitch on teachers about banned topics like, oh my God, African-American history? Yes, I'll tell you the details of that. It's truly grim. In the third hour of our program, Dean Obadala, my colleague over on SiriusXM, well, here on SiriusXM, his program is in the evening. I believe it's 7 to 9 p.m. I'd have to look it up. He will be with us. Does Kevin McCarthy, he just wrote an op-ed for MSNBC, does Kevin McCarthy want to ban Ilhan Omar so bigots can be happy? Also, geeky science, what you don't know about that coffee buzz in our third hour. And a crazy alert, Tucker Carlson wants you to believe that Kamala Harris is taking hallucinogens. Right, the newest rants from the right. But to begin, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's a member and the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees in the U.S. House. His website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman Pocan, Exxon just announced a $56 billion profit for last year. This was when gasoline prices were sky high. A lot of us, from Robert Reich to me, were ranting that this is not inflation, this is corporate price gouging, and they couldn't do it without monopolies. The entire industry is expected to take in $200 billion for last year in profits. And this is never, these levels have never been seen before. I think that the oil companies were doing this to try to prevent Joe Biden from becoming president, frankly. I'm curious your thoughts on this.
Well, I think there was just ultimate greed as well. We said this all along. We actually had some communication from oil executives saying that they weren't increasing production because they were maximizing return to shareholders. So they've said it. We said it. Republicans kept putting some subterfuge out there about, you know, Joe Biden and this and that about gas prices. But the bottom line is exactly what you just pointed out. They wanted record profits. It was pure greed. There probably was a political agenda as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think their religion is green, cash, the oil companies. And that's what they were after. And you know, That is still an issue that we have to address. In fact, I would argue, you know, this on top of some consolidation issues and other things are some top consumer issues that don't get reported enough but need to be discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm curious, what's on your agenda this week? What's on your radar? You know, what politically and legislatively, what are you looking at and where are your concerns today?
Yeah, lots going on. I just wanted to give your listeners an update, since your listeners are the ones who helped us create a bill called Save Medicare Act, which is the one that wouldn't allow Medicare Advantage programs, these private insurance company programs, to use the word Medicare. We had a pen and pad yesterday with some reporters, Ro Khanna, Jan Schakowsky, who's become a lead with Ro and I on the bill this session, and myself. But also last week, the Progressive Caucus had an entire hour member meeting dedicated to learning about Medicare Advantage programs. And we had a number of experts in talking about even more than I had known up to this point, Tom, honestly, some additional things about the scoring and how they, try to incentivize doctors to find more illnesses that they're not trying to actually treat, but in order to get more money from the government. The overpayments of $17 billion in 2021, the last year we have that, enough to pay for the expansion of Medicare going into dental, vision, and hearing if we actually didn't overpay private companies. Wow. That didn't have to pay anything back, a whole lot more. So we're out there really trying to talk about this, getting people to understand that only Medicare is Medicare. But, you know, I think this is a classic example of people calling the program on a regular basis, talking about issues that are important to them, finding legislation to put out there, and now, you know, making sure that we're educating the American people so that fewer people get ripped off by these private plans that are calling themselves Medicare.
That is spectacular. Are the Democrats doing anything with regard to George Santos, or are you just kind of letting the Republicans self-destruct around this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, they can get rid of him, and I think they won't, because obviously they need his vote right now. One member had an injuries in Florida and can't be up here, and, you know, for them to get anything of their agenda done, they had 11 priority bills they told us they're going to do in the first 2 weeks. We're in the second month. And they've only gotten, I think, a half a dozen of them done because they can't even agree on the rest of what their easy priority bills were to get done. But, you know, George Santos this week voluntarily stepped down from committees. I mean, look, he's under local, state, multiple federal and international investigations. I think it's just a matter of time before he trades his congressional seat up to try to avoid prosecution. But I think it stands out that they seated a pathological liar on committees. But we could be voting as early as tomorrow to kick Ilhan Omar off of the Foreign Relations Committee. It's just Foreign Affairs Committee. I mean, it's really pretty outstanding, the hypocrisy going on with this majority party.
Yeah, it really and truly is. And let me just, you know, remind our listeners, 202-808-9925 is the number if you have questions or comments or thoughts for Congressman Pocan. There was a poll that was commissioned apparently by the Lincoln Project folks, asking Republicans if Donald Trump ran as on a third party ticket, would they vote for him? And about a third of Republicans say yes. Is this the dream scenario for Democrats?
I mean, the dream scenario, honestly, in my opinion, someone who's done this now for 30 years and who cares about our country greatly, is that, you know, sanity would somehow take place, and that, you know, Donald Trump wouldn't be a factor, period. Mm-hmm. That, you know, he would be actually tried for his crimes, and that, you know, Republicans would get back to, you know, having differences but would get things done. I always think it's dangerous when we wish for, you know, trying to pick their candidates and other things. So maybe, you know, if he could pull votes away, it would be a factor. I don't know if his ego would let him. My main concern is that, you know, Kevin McCarthy is doing just the opposite of what we need. He needs to stand up and be a leader. But because of how dysfunctional his caucus is, each and every one of them kind of seem to pull strings and manipulate him. It's not the right direction, and we got to figure that out.
Yeah, I personally think that if he didn't win the Republican primary, he would do this just as a fundraising scam. But who knows? All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Rose in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. Hey, I live in Illinois, obviously, in a relatively blue state, relatively blue county, Cook County, around Illinois. And our governor recently passed an assault weapons ban, Governor Pritzker, and High Capacity Magazine. And, of course, it's being challenged in the courts, all kinds of lawsuits. And I'm sure it'll get struck down. So my question to you is, even if there was some kind of miraculous way to get a federal ban on assault weapons like we used to have and high-capacity magazines. What is going to prevent the Supreme Court with their, I won't use the term I was going to use, but their highly twisted version of what the Second Amendment means, how is it going to prevent anything from being just struck down? It's just so frustrating. Like I said, I live in a pretty blue area, and for these to be held up and then probably struck down.
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, just, you know, yesterday I was on the floor and David Cicilline, who's the lead author of that from Rhode Island, was going around giving cards to freshmen to get them to sign on to the bill. So, you know, our efforts are going to continue to try to get this to become law again. And that might be the saving grace, is that it's law again. The fact that it was a law for a long time in the United States, that we can have some standing based on that. Of course, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court is very politicized. We saw almost a half a century of law under Roe versus Wade get thrown out. But that does give it some extra credence and credibility. So you really have to look at, you know, probably many laws to see how the Supreme Court might act. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still get these bills passed, because every time we do, we're educating people and we're putting something in place that helps.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking your calls, 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Pocan's website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, M-A-R-K, Pocan. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Representative Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national town hall meeting, Middays with Mark.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, the undeclared war against the middle class and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Louise and I are getting one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to me. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulated, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Jeff in Fort Dodge, Iowa, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I'm scared to death about this debt ceiling crisis. I don't think the mainstream media, and definitely our local channels here in around Fort Dodge and Des Moines area, are talking about what happens to the people that once this debt ceiling is hit, and I am sure that there's a lot of these Republicans that want this to just go into default and destroy it, that what these folks aren't going to receive. In other words, they're probably not going to get their Social Security checks. I'm a railroad man of 40 years, retired. Will they cut off and not pay my railroad retirement benefits? I think that the Democrats need to be out there right now saying, hey, guys, if these guys do this intentionally, this is what's going to happen to you, the American public, and you, the consumer, and I am not hearing it. And I'm not hearing it about this 30% tax that they want to put out either. So what say you?
So, Jeff, first of all, I'd say you're going to have to expand media sources. We're saying it a lot, in fact, on both issues. First, let me take the debt ceiling. We're pointing out that this is very disingenuous what they're saying. They need to show us a plan. We have our budget that was out and what we passed in the last Congress. They need to show us a plan. The problem is they can't come up with a plan with the Adams family that makes up their caucus. You know, Uncle Prester and Morticia and Cousin It. You know, that's their caucus. So they can't do that. Therefore, they're just, you know, saying we need to negotiate. But they need to actually put a plan for it, or else it's completely disingenuous. And we are pointing out that Social Security and the full faith and credit of the United States, which could raise interest rates for small businesses and individuals and all the other things that could happen by not having that money there. The second part, now I'm trying to remember what that was that you brought up.
He's not hearing about the 30% national sales tax.
Oh, absolutely. Between that and then the cuts to Social Security and Medicare that they want to do, those are the main things that we are talking about. Just another member this week said we should raise the retirement age for Social Security. This is very much what they intend to do. In fact, I think part of the debt ceiling debate is setting up what they want to do for cuts to Social Security and Medicare. And then this stupid plan to have a 30% sales tax instead of income tax clearly would put the burden on middle class taxpayers and those who are the poorest rather than the most wealthy. So they keep giving us gifts because Kevin McCarthy can't control his caucus. But we are talking about that every single day. Look at Hakeem Jeffries' Twitter account. Look at other sides. I can't make the media pick up a story, but absolutely members are talking about these things.
Margo in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Am I saying that right?
Duchesne.
Okay. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan, Margo.
I have the greatest respect for both of you, but I'm 76 years old. I've watched this whole thing unfold. And I mean, when is the DOJ going to kick in and put some of these criminals in indictment? If I did that or anybody else did it, we'd be in jail, and God forbid if we were brown or black. When are we going to do something? When is our AG going to step up to the plate and start indicting? I mean, I don't need to investigate. We've spent how many thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars, and the rich get richer, we get poorer. And I want the Democrats to come out and start kicking butt big time, saying what Biden's done and what the Democrats have accomplished. I was raised bipartisan. You vote for the best man. I don't do that anymore.
Margo, we're almost out of time here. Let's get Congressman Pocan's response. No, it's fine. I just have 20 seconds left. That's all.
No, Margo, I share your passion on wanting to see the prosecutions. I think what we keep hearing, and part of the reason they do investigations, is to gather the information and the things they're going to use in court to prosecute. So the legal process is not as quick as you or I would like, but I think that's the point we're looking at.
Step by step, as the old saying goes. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program every other Wednesday. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a moment. You can find his website, by the way, at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N dot house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour here in the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. The FBI is now searching President Biden's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
This is now the third FBI search linked to a location connected to President Biden.
CBS's Adriana Diaz says it's part of the classified documents investigation. Football legend Tom Brady was up early on Twitter today.
I'm retiring for good.
Retiring for good, he says. At age 45, he backpedaled on his announcement last year. CBS Sports NFL writer Tyler Sullivan says he leaves with three league MVPs and seven Super Bowl titles.
You look at what he was able to do over the amount of time he was able to do it, and that is what I think is going to be so hard to match there with Tom Brady.
It's another day of flight cancellations and driving woes in parts of the South hit by snow and ice. Three deaths are blamed on the weather. Texas transportation official Mike Peters.
Can't eliminate every patch of ice, so the biggest concern we have are folks out there driving too fast.
CBS News Brief, I'm...
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org, and in 3 minutes, you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour in our national town hall meeting. Patrick in Chicago, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, how's it going, Representative and Tom? Thanks for doing this, guys. My question, I've called before. I've asked about the media team, whether or not the Democrats were creating one. I was hoping for an update on that because it seems from the calls today that messages aren't getting out. I understand that the representative is and other representatives are making the case and they're making messages, but the simple fact that no one's hearing them is a concern. And you know, I don't know the way to get it out, but like I know that if you can make the message fast enough and you can get it out there, you can make someone like George Santos the face of the Republican Party. And the fact that no one is willing to repudiate him or remove him, the Republicans essentially being proven to be liars and cheats. So, like, yeah, I'm hoping that there's some kind of team. I gotta believe that there's volunteers, there's creative people in your staff and in among all the staff of people that can get together and just start knocking out funny viral campaign ads and attack ads against these Republicans. Like, we gotta get aggressive against these people.
Yeah, so Patrick, you're not going to see ads because that costs money, right? And right now, people already were outspent tremendously by Republicans when it comes to campaigns. What you will see is people talking with a single message on this stuff. I've been in this for 30 years, and I've heard this complaint for 30 years because not everyone consumes media all day. And really, it depends what the media, especially the mainstream media, decides to report. There are literally publications on the Hill since the Republicans took over that have moved reporters only to cover Republicans and don't cover Democrats. Just the reality of how Washington is covered on the inside baseball, just so you understand what's happening. The good news, though, is I have never seen the caucus more organized and communicating together around things like the fact that the Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare, the fact that they want a 30% national sales tax and then get rid of income tax for rich people and put the burden on the middle class and those who can least afford it. There is clarity and members are repeating that. I think the difficulty is, you know, local press has been decimated. So it's really hard to sometimes get that into local newspapers. And, you know, other than like Tom's program, there's not all that many venues where we can really get a lot of this information out in a way that, you know, everyone sees it. But I have heard this complaint since I've been doing this, because again, people don't consume all media all the time. The good news, though, it really is good news, and I think it's worth mentioning, is I have never seen Democrats more unified. Hakeem Jeffries is really good, especially on this issue of Social Security and Medicare, and going after their brazen attempt to want to raise the age to be eligible and cuts to these programs. And I think we just saw a poll last week that the Republicans were about negative 20 in their favorability. Independents, minus 46 points Republicans are in favorability. And the number one issue why is because they think Republicans are going to cut Social Security. And number two, they're going to cut Medicare. So people are getting it. Whether or not individuals are seeing it all in the media, the message is getting out there because we're seeing it come back in the polling.
Holly in Washington, D.C., you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, guys. I'm as a taxpayer, kind of offended by the idea of corporate subsidies. And I'm just wondering, maybe Tom knows this, in the history of the United States, did corporate subsidies become a thing where it wasn't a thing before? And if so, what instigated that? And then how do you all try to justify us subsidizing like the oil industry with these record profits? I'm having a hard time connecting the dots. Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, Holly. So it's not just that we actually still subsidize the oil industry, but don't forget, much of our tax law, our tax expenditures, that's no different than spending money to invest in healthcare or education. You're investing in tax breaks for various industries. And to me, that's even far worse than the amount that's given as subsidies, because it is a subsidy, but it's not seen as that. Most people don't consider a tax break a tax expenditure, but money you're not spending on education or healthcare for people or veterans, Instead, you're spending on a tax break for these special interests that are very effective at getting those. So I think part of it is just, you know, addressing the lobbying influence in Washington, D.C. Part of it is addressing some of the consolidation of companies, because that gives them even more voice in many ways here in Washington. You know, I agree with you. You know, this is something we really need to be able to talk about a whole lot more. And with record oil company profits, we need people besides Democrats recognizing that problem.
George in Coarse Gold, California, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you, Tom. And Representative, I think you answered my question a couple calls ago that Democrats don't have money for media. And it goes to C-SPAN, which no matter who's the speaker, who's in dominant in the White House, that C-SPAN always runs conservative conferences, American Enterprise Institute. All these different right-wing think tanks put on their conferences, and that's all we see, especially during the holidays when there's nobody doing anything in Washington. It's like 24/7 these right-wing messages are getting out. I don't know. It's like talk radio. We don't have any leverage in that area anymore.
Doesn't that also go back to money, Congressman? It's that, you know, there's dozens and dozens of these groups that are very, very well funded by the right-wing billionaires, and I can't think of any major left-wing think tanks out there that hold the kind of conferences, you know, the CPAC kind of stuff, the AEI, the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, Center for American Progress, probably the largest that's out there, but I don't think it's at all the same. I mean, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have to address Citizens United and the money that goes into politics. I mean, it's bad enough there's 15,000 lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and they aren't advocating for the average person in California, like George or anywhere. They're very much, you know, lobbying for special interest and taking that influence of money that goes to campaigns away, because I can tell you there has been, since I got here, it was less than a handful of people that didn't take corporate PAC money. Now I believe it's somewhere between 50 and 70 members that don't take corporate PAC money. And when you talk to the individual members and how different it is a significant difference, because a corporation doesn't just dangle a check in front of you and ask you to dance monkey dance. Now they have to, you know, really relate in a different way to you. And that, if we can get that to be expanded out in Washington, we can get even more done. So it's not just that we don't have money for ads right now. It's the whole system that we need to address financially with where those special interests have cash if we're really going to get something done in the public good.
Morris in Long Beach, California, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Congressman Pocan, I'm going to make it quick. Do you believe that Bill Barr will be called as a witness in a Dominion machine case? Because everybody heard what his ideas were. Do you think they will call Mr. Barr in as a witness in that, even though there might be some question as to his character? He has been accused of unethical behavior. He has been accused of criminal conspiracy. He has been accused of seditious behavior. And he also has been accused of obstruction of justice by your guy, Tom Hartman, and a guy named Eli Honey, who wrote a book called Hatchet Man. So he might have some questions regarding his character. But do you think that he might be called as a witness in that case? And I'll take your comments off here. And thank you, Congressman. And good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yeah, Morris, a very unsatisfying answer. I have no idea. I don't know in a court case who might come in as witnesses or not. I don't want to try to just throw out an answer I have no basis for. I really don't know.
Here's one. I was just handed an article from today's Guardian with a picture of you at the very top. Seniors are getting ripped off is the headline. Progressive Congressman Mark Pocan on overhauling Medicare. Congratulations.
This is on the issue. Thanks to your callers. I mean, this is where this issue has really gotten its life's breath. And now, like I said, not just Roe and I, who, you know, appear on your program on a regular basis, but Jan Schakowsky, who's one of the leading advocates for seniors in Congress, is now our third co-lead for this bill going into the next Congress. We have over 20 people right now who've signed on to the bill. We're making some real progress.
That's great. Jan Schakowsky is wonderful. She's been on the program a number of times, too, although she's not a regular. Ed in Des Moines, Iowa, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello to both of you. Within the past week, Representative Pocan, Tom had said on his program, and I'm paraphrasing, paraphrasing because I don't remember precisely, but he said about a third of the people that join the police force do it for altruistic reasons. Another third do it because it's a socially acceptable, steady job. And the last third do it so they can punish with impunity, or bully with impunity, I guess would be a better way of saying it. Now, I've heard people say that cops should have to have a psychological eval before they join the force. And this is my wife's idea, so I'm giving her credit for it, but I thought it was good enough to pass along, was that they shouldn't only have an initial psychological eval, but an annual one, because people can go in under the first third of altruism, and then after they've joined the force, switch over to the bully with impunity. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I don't know enough about that breakout to comment specifically on that, but you know, I had introduced legislation last Congress to actually have some uniform training level. There is no absolutely zero uniform training to become a police officer. And I think that is one thing that would help, and perhaps what you're talking about could be added to that. But I had a conversation last night. Take a pause from here.
Okay, we've got this problem with Skype ducking on shutting you down when the music starts. We'll pick up that thought on the other side of the break. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with Middays with Mark. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. This is our neck of the woods. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. Cruising is such a great way to vacation. You only unpack once, right? That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. AmericanCruiseLines.com. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Carl in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. You know, the documents game, classified and top secret. There are so many documents that are put in the bucket considered classified and top secret that should never, ever, ever go into that big bucket. And it gets larger and larger as time goes on. And nobody bothers to start to go in and check this stuff and declassify it and say, you know what, this never should have gone in there in the first place. And the fact that Donald Trump and Joe Biden, that they have classified documents and top secret documents, if Donald Trump was a master spy and he took sensitive documents, that stuff would have been copied a long time ago. He would have returned it and said, oh, sorry, I forgot about it. But he's a pack rat. He got this stuff. They were like mementos. It didn't mean anything to him other than souvenirs of being the president of the United States.
Maybe he sold it to Saudi Arabia for $2 billion, which was given to Jared Kushner. But, Carl, what's your question?
The question is, why make such a big thing about returning the documents when they could be copied in the first place? A lot of this stuff should never be classified in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, Carl, to me, the big issue is not the classified documents that now you have with Mike Pence and Joe Biden, but it's the difference between how Mike Pence, Joe Biden handled it and Donald Trump. Donald Trump, for months, refused to return documents, refused subpoenas, did everything possible to make it difficult for the collection of any kind of material that could be classified or top secret. And then Joe Biden and Mike Pence did everything the right way, which is as soon as they found a document or brought people in to actually search for them and make sure that anything might have accidentally got there was dealt with appropriately. So it has nothing to do with the classified nature, although I think there's a whole separate conversation we could have on that, Carl, you're right. It really is in how it was handled, and Donald Trump handled it very differently than Joe Biden and Mike Pence.
Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota, listening to KTNF AM 950. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Representative Polkin, I was wondering, when I signed up for Medicare, I'm just wondering if this is on the, you know, what you guys are all looking at. I got confused about the Medicare Part B, and when my private insurance quit, I didn't re-up right away. So now I'm paying a huge penalty, and that's fine. I understand they don't want people to skip getting Medicare B, and then when they get sick, all of a sudden get it. But I've been doing that for going on 2 years now, and it's going to go for the whole time until I die. Is there any talk of making the punishment fit the crime, so to speak, that it has an end date?
Yeah, I can't say that there's legislation that I know of introduced, but I certainly part of what also there's a letter circulating around this talking to CMS. It gets complicated and shouldn't be. What we do know is that Social Security and Medicare are two of the most popular programs the federal government offers. It's your money that we've held in a public trust to make sure you have money for care for when you're older. And there are certainly things that are either inconsistent or could use improvement. I think, you know, dental, vision, and hearing should be covered by Medicare, period. There's a lot of things like that we'd like to do. But also around the Advantage program, you know, CMS, by allowing this payment for illnesses and then they actively seek them but don't want to treat them, and they make a lot of money off of that and overpayments. Some of those things have to be addressed more immediately. So we have a letter going around about that. We have the legislation that we've introduced. But I would say always reach out to your member of Congress or the Senate, share the story, because sometimes we have the ability to help people by having a common sense conversation with an agency, and it might behoove you to do that.
Bill in Florence, Texas, you're on the air with Representative Polkin. We have a minute and a half to the end of the hour.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hi, Representative.
Hello.
So, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
And my question is, whatever happened to remove the cap on Social Security payments?
It's there. It's in John Larson's legislation, Social Security 2100 Act, which had over 205 or so sponsors in the last Congress. That's what we need to do, right? We need to be able to bring in money to keep its longevity. It shouldn't be a regressive tax like it is now. We're at $160,000 of income, or give or take. You don't pay another dime in. And that is the simplest answer to extending Social Security into the future. So it's out there. It's in major legislation with a lot of sponsors. We just got to get it done.
Congressman, the discharge petition survived the rewriting of the House rules. Do you think that Democrats will be able to use that to get any popular legislation pushed through the House?
I think we'll be able to use it, whether or not it'll be popular legislation, because I think it's hard in the Republican Party to be one of those five people that has to, like, you know, ditch out to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think there's a lot of consequences with, you know, the intensity of the extreme MAGA wings of the party. But I do think it will be used this session. Just hold tight, and I think you'll hear more.
Yeah, maybe on the budget stuff. Fascinating. Yeah. Congressman Mark, we should be hearing music right now. Sean, what's going on? There we go. Okay. Congressman Mark Polkin, thank you so much for being with us again, Congressman. We really
appreciate it. As always, thank you.
Okay. Yep. We'll be back. Is the Supreme Court about to put religion over civil society? Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.